Going series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yoma Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bet. You're going to look at Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin of this, the third parak, continuing with the description of the Kohen Gadol's performance and ritual in the morning of Yom Kippur. After having done the first avodot in the Bigdei Zahav, Heviyu Leveta Parva, and that was a lishka we've already heard about. We'll find out in our Gemara why it's called that. Uvakodesh haita, and this was in the Azara, unlike the first tevila, which was outside. Persu sadin shabutz be'nova ve'na'am. They put up a linen curtain to give him some privacy. Kidesh adav raglav ufashat. The first thing he did was kidesh adav raglaim, and then took off the clothes. Meir omer pashat kidesh adav raglav. He has the opposite order. He took off the bidei zahav first, and then did kidesh adav raglaim. We've already seen that machloket. Yarad v'taval alav v'nistapag. He went into the mikvah, came out, dried off. V'yivu lo bigdei lavan, and then they brought him the white clothes for Yom Kippur. V'kidesh adav raglav. And here Rav Meir and Chachamim agree that first he puts on the clothes and does kiddush adav raglaim afterward. Excuse me. Mishnah Zayin. And b'shachar yalovesh plusin shel shnei masar maneh. In the morning he would wear, meaning the first set of bigdei abad, he would wear flax, fine flax that cost 1,200 zuz. And Bein Harbaim, the ones in the afternoon, Hinduyin, they were from India, Shoshmona Meod zuz, of 800 zuz, so a total of 2,000 zuz. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Chachamim Omrim, B'shachar Yalavei Shoshmona Samaneh, Ovein Harbaim Shoshnema Samaneh. They have a total of 30 maneh, and it's broken up into not 12 and 8, but 18 and 12. Either way, though, everybody agrees that the first set is more expensive. Now, I'll call 30 maneh. That's the total, which, of course, anybody can add, so we'll see why they put that in. Eilu mishal tzibur. That money is provided by the tzibur. V'imratza lohosif, mosif mishalo. If he wants to add and have even more expensive clothes, he can do so from his own pocket. The Gemara first asks, my parva. Why is it called parva? We all say parva amgusha. The answer is there was some Persian factotum who was named parva, who had something to do with constructing that office, and therefore was called on his name. Persus adin shabutz. Maishnat shabutz, this is something we've already seen. Rav Kahana, kereshi akir, shavodat hayom bevigdei butz. So that he would remember that the special avodah of the day was done with linen garments. Okay, the next Mishnah, v'shachar yalavesh plusin shel shmonasar, etc. Tana minyana atal shminin. So again, why is the Tana giving us the total of 30? Anybody can add 18 and 12. So kamashlan debatsa mihani lo navi. And the answer is to teach you that that is the minimum that you should spend. However, if you want to have, let's say, 17 and 13, that's okay, as long as the total is 30. So in other words, the reason that the total is put in is to tell you that as long as the first set is more expensive than the second set, and the total reaches 30 or more, you're okay. Everybody agrees, though, Rameir and Chachamim, that the morning clothes, the first set, has to be more expensive. Why? Bad. Four different times it's called Bigdei Bad. The first set he puts on, Mufchar Bad, meaning the finest linens of all. Okay, Meitave, watch this challenge from Yechezkel in a chapter that seems to be dealing with Yom HaKippurim. V'lavshu begadim achirim, v'ikachu ata'am bevigdeihem. That they put on other clothes, and we assume that these other clothes, meaning the second set, are better. That's very easy. The ones that are achirim are secondary and lesser. Tani Rav Huna bar Yehuda, v'amila Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Achar shekalta avodat tzibur, kohen shastalu imo kutonet lovsha ve'oved ba'avodat yachid. Now, avodat yachid is a little tricky. And this is something that we dealt with recently in Shkalim, whether or not a private donation can become that of the tzibur. And this is the famous example that it could. After he's done Avodat HaTzibur, which is the first set of Avodot done with the white clothes, which is bringing the Torah in, and then doing the Avodat HaPar, and then bringing that in, then doing the lottery, and bringing the Seir in, and then the Avodat HaDam in the Kodesh, all of those things, once he's done that, then he changes back into Bigdei Zahav. Then he changes into the second set for what the Gemara here is calling Avodat Yachid. Avodat Yachid, meaning that it's not really necessary Avodah, but it's put in order to facilitate a second stage, as we saw earlier, to really necessitate the five Tvilot and Asara Kiddushin, and that's when he goes in to take the Kaf HaMachta out of the Kodesh Kodoshim. So he may then take these, the special garment that his mother has made for him, and do the avodat yachid with it. Uvach misaran al tzibur, as long as it's handed over and given ownership to the tzibur, so that he's wearing the tzibur's garments, not his own. Now pshita, that should be obvious. The only consideration we would have is, instead of buying it from some artisan, having his mother make it, he may not hand it over with a full heart, and it may not belong to the tzibur. The answer is, it will, and it's okay. That his mother made him a ketonet of 100 maneh. That's five times, or the total value that her mayor had. It's quite a bit more than any of these bugadim were. And he would use it for the second stage. And he did hand it over nicely to the tzibur, even though it was very expensive. Shteribo would be now 200,000. 20,000. But it was so fine that he looked naked and they wouldn't let him wear it. Since when is that the case? That the linen is 6-ply threads. But it was very, very light and very fine, and therefore you could see the red skin underneath the linen. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Now this is picking up on Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum, who was so fabulously wealthy. As we saw, many of the Kohanim Gedolim were, they were supposed to be wealthy, and in some cases the wealth came first, and that's how they got the job. So Aniv, Ashir, and Rasha all come before our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they ask each one of them, why didn't you involve yourself in Torah? And now, Im Omer, if he says back, Ani Hayiti, I was very poor, and I was busy making a living. Were you any poorer than Hillel? And yet Hillel devoted his life to Torah. And here's the story. Hillel used to work and make a small coin every day. In those days, this is now in Yerushalayim, even though Hillel made Aliyah from Bavel, evidently this story has Hillel being in Yerushalayim at a fairly young age, and before he's known, he would give half of it to the Shomer Beit HaMidrash. In other words, you had to pay to get in. And the other half of this tiny coin was used in order to take care of his household and himself, his food, and etc. He couldn't find a job. It was evidently a day labor. And the shomer didn't let him come in. So he was a student of Shmaya v'Avtalion, as we heard in the famous story, Psachim Daf Samach Vav. And he went and hung over the skylight in order to be able to hear the words. A window, which is a hole in the ceiling. Amru oto ayom erev Shabbat haya. It happened to be Friday. Tkufat tevet haita. It was a harsh winter. Yeradalav shelag min ha-shamayim. It started snowing. Shalom ha-shachar marlo Shmaya v'Avtalion. So when they came into the Beit Midrash Shabbat morning, Shmaya said to Avtalion, Avtalion achi, b'chol yom habayit meir, v'hayom afel. Today it's dark. Usually it's light in here. Shema yom amunanu, maybe it's cloudy outside. Hitzitzu enehen v'ra'u d'mut adam barubas. They saw it wasn't cloudy. They looked up and they saw an image of a person up in that skylight. Alu umatsu alav rum shlosh amot shelag. They found 3 amot worth of snow on top of him. Parku, they took him out. Hirchitzu, they bathed him. Sichu, they anointed him. As they gave him hot water, they anointed him. Shu kenegram dura, they put him in front of the fire to warm him up and to save his life. Amru, ra'u izel ha'chalal ta'shabbat. This is the kind of guy you should be mechalal Shabbat to save. All right, so that's Hillel. So if somebody says, I couldn't study because I was poor, saying, well, you're not poorer than Hillel, and look what he did, so that's not an excuse. Ashir omrim lo, mnei ma'lo asakta b'torah. So they say to a rich person, why didn't you study? Asher ha'iti v'tarud ha'iti v'nechasai. He said, I was wealthy, I had to take care of my property. Omrim lo, klum asher ha'ita, yitem rabbi Elazar. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum. When his father died, he left him 1,000 cities on land, and corresponding to them, 1,000 ships out at sea, which he owned. Nonetheless, he would take a little bit of flour on his shoulder, like on a sack, and he would go from place to place to study Torah like a poor man. So his servants did recognize, found him, and they put him to work. Just leave me alone, let me study Torah. So they took an oath in the name of their master, who happened to be him, that we're not going to let you go. and somehow he identified himself. So he stayed away from them. He stayed studying Torah and he avoided his slaves in spite of all this wealth. Okay, Rasha Umrimlo. I say to a wicked man, why didn't you study Torah? I was really attractive and I was busy combing my hair and making myself look good and taking advantage of that. Were you more attractive than Yosef? Now this, of course, is tricky, because in the case of the Ani, Hillel was an Ani. In the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum, he was an Ashir. In the case of Yosef, Chas v'Shalom to say that he was anything close to a Rasha, but the Rasha here is seen as a Rasha due to physical characteristics, which make him very attractive. So the word here might have been Yafe instead of Rasha, but this is how we're turning it to the Rasha. And so he said, Yosef every day Mrs. Potiphar would try to seduce him with words. Bgadim shalav shalo shacharit lo lav shalo arvit. And here is, of course, a beautiful connection to this whole sugya of bigdei kohuna. She would put on different clothes in the morning and different clothes in the evening. Bgadim shalav shalo arvit lo lav shalo shacharit. And then the next day she'd have different clothes on. Keep trying different clothes to seduce him. Amralo tish hashmali. Obey me. Amar la lav, no. Amar la harini chobash tacham et asurin, I'll throw you in prison. Amar la adonai natir asurin, God lets people out of prison. Harini mekofafet komatcha, I'm going to make you lower. Meaning I'm going to take you down from your high position. No, adonai is okay, fufim. God picks those up who are bent over. Harini mesameat enecha, I'll blind you. Evidently that's connected to the fact that you won't be attracted. You're not following your eyes to be attracted to me, I'll blind you. Adonai pokeachavim, God restores sight to the blind. Then she's tried to pay him a lot of money. What does that mean? She didn't just want to have relations with him, she wanted to be connected with him even in the world to come. So Hillel, Yosef still said no. So therefore, Hillel gets all the anim in trouble. And he gets all the Asherim in trouble, and Yosef Yosef gets all of that particular sect of Rishayim in trouble, because they can't complain that they were not able to be involved in Torah or to live a correct life, because Yosef, as beautiful as he was, still was strong enough to overcome it. We'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Mishnah Chet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.